FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Itigwini's dismissed transparency concerns over its resurgence conference as sensationalist and misinformed. This after the DA in KZN demanded answers following what it says was the city's failure to host the conference in July. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The DA says in May the Itigwini Council approved 30 million rand for the event, which never took place. The parties questioned why the funds weren't redirected to service delivery. It says it's considering taking the matter to the Municipal Public Accounts Committee for a formal proceeding. But the municipality says the event wasn't cancelled. It says the conference is still going ahead and has been rescheduled to next month due to venue availability. According to the city, the approved budget of 20 million rand will go towards the Economic Development Initiative hosted in partnership with the United States. Councillor Thembo Ntuli says it's aimed at attracting global delegates, investors and businesses to Durban. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Competition Tribunal says a company that complained about the sale of COVID-19 test kits had no valid legal case under the Competition Act. Glenmore Capital approached the tribunal claiming it had been excluded from selling its rapid antigen test kits. Newswatch's Benobuhle Malinga reports.
The tribunal threw out the company's 2 billion rand complaint this week. Glenmore Capital brought the National Health Laboratory Service, Afrocentric Health and the Health Department before the independent body. The company argued that it was unfairly left out of selling its rapid antigen test kits to the public and private sectors, but the health service providers picked up multiple issues with Glenmore's case. The tribunal found that the company's complaint lacked both legal and factual support under the Competition Act. It found that the group, which imports and distributes health and medical products, failed to clearly explain the market it was operating in and named the wrong companies. The dispute began in 2022 when the Competition Commission decided not to pursue the case, saying Glenmore's poor sales were due to late approval and a drop in demand as COVID-19 eased. Nginoohle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
More than 100 foreign NGOs have signed a joint letter asking that Israel stop denying their request to bring supplies into Gaza. Ties between foreign-backed aid groups and the Israeli government have been tense. Israel's complained some aid organizations are biased and have served as a cover for hostile activity. The statement says the government's rejected over 60 requests to bring in life-saving goods last month alone. In March, Israel approved a new set of rules for foreign NGOs working with Palestinians, including requirements for registration and maintaining their operating status. A recap of our lead story, Itigwini's dismissed transparency concerns over its resurgence conference as sensationalist and misinformed. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.